If you can rent one of the latest titles for just a few dollars and take that home and make your own popcorn and have your own soda at home, you're saving a fortune. And so there's a whole strata of American society that we feel like we're serving, who just either want to or need to get their entertainment with a lower price point than going to the theaters.
On today's episode of the Shall I Stream It podcast, I talk with Chris Woolsey, the Senior Director of Communications for Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. They're the company behind various entertainment brands like Redbox, Crackle, and Chicken Soup for the Soul. You can catch up with the latest episodes of the Shall I Stream It podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. All right, so we've talked before and we've talked a lot about Crackle and Redbox, but to start out, let's find out a little bit more about Chris. So what's the typical day of the life of a senior director of communications?
It is pretty busy, I got to tell you, working for all of these different brands that fall under the Chicken Soup for the Soul entertainment umbrella. Really gives us a lot of different opportunities to talk to a large variety of media outlets. I handle most of the direct-to-consumer PR that we do for the company. So I am constantly either talking to amazing media professionals like yourself, Matt, or I am emailing media professionals who I would like to be able to set up communication with. And so it is a lot of research. I also, through my relationships with people like yourself, I've realized just what an unbelievably stressful and in many ways underserved population journalists are and media professionals. And so I try to make things as easy for them as possible when they choose to cover our either our titles or our platform. And so I spend a lot of my month actually creating assets that are pretty turnkey so that those journalists can just take let's say the 12 hottest titles that are going to be on Redbox free streaming this month, and they can just turn around, put it into their own template, and light it up on their sites so that maybe they can get content in there that is not going to require a ton of heavy lifting. And I figure the easier they may that I can make their job, the easier they're going to try and make my job. So far it has been really successful. And so a lot of my about a third of my day is probably research and asset creation. A third of my day is internal communications within my company, talking to other teams and groups and seeing how we can support one another. And then a third is talking to amazing people like yourself. So I wear a few different hats, but all of them are super fun, and I have a great time. I love this job.
Well, I definitely appreciate that support and understanding. It is stressful doing what we're doing, and it's always great to hear from you and hear about Redbox and Crackle. So, I think for the average person, first hearing about your company, the burning question in a lot of people's minds is, how does the company that's known for books like Chicken Soup for the Cat Lover's Soul end up owning Redbox and Crackle?
Right. Great question. It was kind of a slow evolution. Obviously, we were the book brand from the 80s, and we had this rabid fan base that like would just snatch the books off the shelf the second that they landed, and it was great, and that business was robust and growing. But we just saw that there were more opportunities as production costs continued to go to get sort of a little more affordable in terms of equipment and space, et cetera. We realized that there was a way that we could serve this audience in a way that was different than the written word. We continued to grow that business and added some other businesses like pet food. So we have Chicken Soup of the Soul, dog and cat food, as well as the book series that often focus on our beloved pets. But we realized that a visual medium could not only serve the audience that we currently were serving, but also that could help us to reach a different audience. And so we started creating uplifting video content, things like Animal Tales and Hidden Heroes. So Animal Tales obviously celebrates pets and the impact that they have on our lives. And it's kind of a documentary series that spotlights different relationships between pets and owners and just how monumental those can really be in a lot of cases. And then Hidden Heroes, we tell the story of amazing people who have done incredible things in order to inspire others to follow in their footsteps. And these are award-winning series. They did really well. They were for other services, platforms, and networks. And so, after making four or five of these, and they were, as I said, award-winning, really well received, we thought, well, I think it might be time that we have our own destination that our fans could come to. And about that time, we had acquired Crackle, which was previously owned by Sony, and we had, a huge content library there. And so we were able to put some of this original content that Chicken Soup of the Soul Entertainment had created onto Crackle. And then with the success of that, we acquired another company that happened to have a streaming service as well. And this was Popcorn Flix. And that's FLIX dot com, popcornflix.com. And this was a completely different audience for us. So this was more action-oriented, adrenaline-filled, all your favorite action stars of the 80s, 90s, and 2000s in one location. And so that was kind of a completely different audience for us. And the channel did and does incredibly well. That fan base is also as vocal and active and participating as the Chicken Soup for the Soul fan base that we had. So all of a sudden we had these two very interesting but yet very unique audiences that we were serving. So Crackle is more of a general mass market. Then we have Chicken Soup of the Soul, which leans a little more female skewed, family friendly, things like that. And then we have this sort of action adrenaline brand. And then into the middle of all of this came Redbox, which everybody obviously knows from the convenient kiosks that you can rent the latest hits for just a couple of dollars. And but they also have a free streaming service as well. Both an AVOD channel where you can go and just select whatever movie you want to watch, but then they also have a series of fast channels as well. So you can turn them on just like you do a cable channel, and there's, a variety of different things broken down by genre, and you can just put it on, and you don't have to battle scrolling fatigue and things like that because there's always something on there if you're on a genre that you like, that chances are you're going to be excited about.
And so with Redbox a little bit, I want to talk about that because, obviously I'm a fan of streaming. A lot of people watching this channel are fans of streaming. There's a lot of people that are also very hardcore fans of DVDs. And we saw in the last year Netflix move away from the DVD business altogether. Redbox remains one of those places where you can still get a DVD when you're walking into your CVS or wherever your kiosk is at. So, are those kiosks something that we can still rely upon, or is this something that eventually is going to go the way of the dodo too?
Well, that's a great question. And what we have been finding is that there is a whole strata of the country that still loves physical product. And I'm actually one of those people. I know I'm a little older than the younger generation, but I just, there is something about, I can't tell you the number of times, because my son is now in a high school film program, and I'll go, oh, there's this movie, we have to watch it. And I go online and I start looking for it, and it's not available anywhere. And several times I've actually had to buy a DVD that was used from the 80s or 90s just so we can watch this movie. And so there are certain films that I don't know if they'll ever come back to streaming. So that's a great reason that people love physical product. But then, you know, if you're going on a car trip, you don't know if you're going to have internet access, things like that. But also, if you look at the value of being able to rent a DVD of one of the latest movies for just a few dollars, I think anybody that's taken their family to the movies in the last few years knows that, man, by the time you get popcorn and drinks and the ticket and you know, heaven forbid you get some jujubes or M&Ms, I mean, you're lucky to get out of there for less than $100. But if you can rent one of the latest titles for just a few dollars and take that home and make your own popcorn and have your own soda at home, you're saving a fortune. And so there's a whole strata of American society that we feel like we're serving who just either want to or need to get their entertainment with a lower price point than going to the theaters. And that's kind of one of the reasons that we push as hard as we do to get them the best titles that we can for the most reasonable entertainment price possible.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of my local Redbox kiosk, so I am a frequent DVD renter. So
Awesome. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
One thing I'm curious about, kind of shifting back to streaming here, is for the people watching and listening to this, I'm sure they're familiar with so many more streaming apps coming up that have a section of live channels or fast channels. I've noticed that Chicken Soup's brands are starting to pop up other places like Philo's app and things like that. And I wanted to know if you could just kind of break down to the people watching and listening, what are these fast channels and how does this fit in with the business over at Chicken Soup?
Sure, that's a phenomenal question, and it's something when fast channels first ca they came on so fast. It was like we just kind of got our heads around streaming and what in our business we call AVOD, advertising video on demand channels, which you know is sort of like a library that you can go into and you can you know choose what you want to watch when you want to watch it, and then all of a sudden there were these fast channels. And to me, it was like, oh, look at this new thing, fast channels. And when I actually went in and looked at it, I went, oh, wait, these are just like conventional cable channels, except for there are commercials, so they're free. So it's like having a cable network, but you don't actually have to pay anything because it's all ad supported. So in my mind, it's kind of the best of both worlds. And I grew up in the 80s. When that was just the norm, you watched a TV show and there were a couple of commercials. So I was kind of raised to just expect that. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, commercials, I can't. But I think if there's a certain generation that were raised with that workflow and it doesn't bother them, but it's interesting to note that there's the youngest generation. So the teens that are moving into their 20s, there are tons and tons of surveys where they say we will never pay a subscription fee for a service. And that's because they were raised on YouTube. And so they're also used to watching commercials. And so you have all of these fast channels that are absolutely free. You get all your entertainment and it's broken down, like I said, by genres. So you can watch, you know, game show channels where there's just game shows 24/7 and you can have it running while you're doing your homework or cooking dinner or exercising at home. There's, you know, channels that just run police investigation channels, you know, rom-coms, wedding content, whatever it is you're looking for, there are fast channels that are geared just to super serve that particular audience. And it's really exciting for us because it also allows our advertising partners to be able to hyper focus on a particular group. So it actually raises the value of the ad spend that these brands are doing because they know very closely who is watching the advertisements that are going on with these particular genres of titles. And so really for us, it's a win-win-win because we're more efficient, the advertising brands are happier, and the consumer is thrilled that they're getting the content they want all day long and they don't have to pay for any of it.
So I have kind of a programming question, a burning question I've noticed watching some of these fast channels. And that's, I've noticed if you go from app to app, sometimes the schedule will be a little bit different, even if it's the same channel on different apps. So is this programming, is it, is someone sitting down and making this schedule, or is it something that's kind of more like a curated, automated playlist?
That's a phenomenal question. And the answer is yes and no. So it depends. We have a team of brilliant programming administrators, and they do often program exactly what is going to be on and when it's going to air. And they'll run those through cycles and, change it up, take stuff out, put things in. But there are also platforms that we work with. And I don't work on that team, so I'm not sure which platform specifically, but they have their own system, and so it will take what we've given them, and sometimes it'll change it depending on what it is that they're prioritizing in terms of their own service and platform.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I mean, so much to check out with the fast channels. Very
Oh my
interesting.
gosh, it's endless.
And in it, also, I just wonder. I mean, streaming is obviously a really competitive space. There's more people getting into not only the streaming world, but now it seems like really in particular the fast channel area and free streaming apps. How does Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment stay competitive in this? And whether kind of the challenges of the industry.
Sure, that's again a really good question and totally valid. I think there's a million answers to that question. I could talk about that particular subject endlessly. I think there's a lot of things that we really do well that not that other platforms aren't doing it well, but we tend to excel in these areas, and that is in curation. So I think that there's a lot of people out there doing curation, but we just happen to have a team of people that really have a passion for a variety of different genres. And really, they give us the freedom and the power to be able to manipulate things on our end. We call it merchandising, so that we can merchandise content in a way that is really helpful for our users. So one of the ways that we feel like we really compete is, I mentioned scrolling fatigue earlier, and that's a real thing. I mean, I'm sure you've experienced getting onto Amazon or getting onto Netflix, and you click for 45 minutes before you find something. Well, what we try to do is curate these things in such a way that when you hit the homepage, you see about 12 to 15 different varieties of content, and you go, ooh, I like things like that. And when you get in there are going to be hidden gems all over the place that you're like, I've never heard of this, or I haven't seen that show since I was a kid, or any variety of things that just make it really, really easy for our users to be able to find something, click it, start watching, and enjoy yourself. I mean, there's nothing more precious than time. And for us to have to waste 45 minutes just to find something to start watching. I know for myself, if I have an hour to watch something a day, I'm lucky. And to waste three quarters of that just trying to figure out what it is I'm going to watch is a real challenge. So we try to really make it as easy as possible for people to find the entertainment that maybe they didn't even know they wanted, but they find something they love.
Yeah, I know I've discovered some really neat stuff on Crackle and Redbox. So, one thing I was reading about that is coming down the pipeline was a partnership with Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment and Fuel TV to produce sports related content. So, I wanted to know if you could talk a little bit about that and what we can expect from that and, any potential partnerships with sports and Chicken Soup.
Yes. So we've always had a really good track record with sports content. We have had a lot. We had a series called On Point that was about young basketball players working their way towards the NBA. We had Promised Land, which is a great basketball series. We've had boxing series, football. We had 85, the greatest team in football history, which is an amazing feature. Just so much good sports content, and we just thought that this seemed like a no-brainer. Fuel TV is an incredible brand, and they're really one of the probably the top three go-to brands in terms of action sports. And in our opinion, it was a perfect fit, especially when you talk about fast channels, that we would be able to take all of this content that Fuel TV has either sourced or licensed or created, and pipe that into our fast channels. Because what better for a sports fan than to have content just constantly coming into your house? And this isn't necessarily like a lot of it isn't like competitive sports that you really have to like be paying attention to. A lot of it is more action sports where you can be doing other things and still enjoying the content, and you don't maybe necessarily have to focus directly on it, which again is a perfect model for a successful fast channel content. So we're very excited. They are a great team at Fuel, and we are thrilled to be working with them.
And so, just to kind of close it out here, as far as the, shows and movies that are on Redbox and Crackle or perhaps coming down the pipeline, just let me know kind of what can people check out right now. What's new and cracking at Crackle?
Oh my goodness, there is so much good stuff. This month we have a ton of really fun giant monster movies. So I don't know if you saw Godzilla Minus One, one of the first monster movies to win an Academy Award. I thought it was spectacular. And then we also just had Godzilla X Kong New Empire launch as well, and we were like, oh my gosh, this is a no-brainer. Everyone's excited about Godzilla right now. And we have tons and tons of giant monster movies on Crackle. So we've got a bunch of those, very fun stuff. We've got Earth Day coming up. So we have the Earth Disasters channel this month. So those are all disaster channels of the last 50 years. So all those great disaster films from the 70s and 80s, all the way up to new disaster films. You can watch those till your heart's content. Very fun. And then we have a bunch of original content that's going to be coming up as well. So that is another differentiator for our brands that you don't see in a lot of the, especially in the AVOD, advertising video on demand world, is original content. And so we either produce in-house or we license content that hasn't been seen anywhere else. And we're gonna have, I can't talk about it yet because they're all exclusives, but we do have quite a bit coming up, and just really, really innovative, exciting things that move our corporate motto, which is changing the world one story at a time. And that's kind of the ethos that we look for when we either create or find content for our customers.
I love that. So, and you're helping me change the world one podcast episode at a time. So, thanks for speaking with me today, Chris. Always good to talk with you.
Always the highlight of my day. So thank you so much, and I look forward to the chance to come back and talk about anything and everything with our brands whenever you get a chance.
I appreciate it. So,
You bet.
Yeah, so everyone, check out Crackle, Redbox, Popcorn Flicks, Chicken Soup for the Soul TV, and yeah, Chris Woolsey. Thanks again.
Thank you, Matt.